We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Dalam Aleph. We're starting around 13, 14 lines from the top. Mala Tzara Shava. Because we had over here a Kavachoymer. That if Hadas Bal Din, which is a Piv, could be Chayev Ashua. So for sure, anything could be Chayev Ashua. But the Gemara said, what's the Kavachoymer? So the Gemara tried different Kavachoymers. And the Gemara said, Lamaisa, it's not a Kavachoymer because you have a Pircha. Even though Piv can be Chayev Knas, it could be Chayev Knas, might you have a Pircha because Piv is stronger. There's no Chashav Azama on Piv. Mashaka Edim, there is a Chashav Azama. So the Gemara said, can't learn that from Piv. So the Gemara said, let's try to learn from Eid Echad. Whereas no, Eid Echad is different also, because Eid Echad has the shvuas on what the Eid is saying. Mashaik and Eidim, you want to make a shvuah on something he's not saying. So that's another pircha. So we'll learn from both together, from Piv and from Eid together. Each one has their own difference from Eidim, but they're not the same. So therefore you can make a ma'atzad, a ma'atzad ha'shava. The ma'atzad ha'shava is Piv and Eid Echad mechayev ha'shvuah by a kfira and a taina. Same thing, Eidim also, Machayev Shua, by Kvira and Taina. So bottom line, right now, we are learning out from Piv and Eid together, we learn out Eidim from there. Piv is Machayev Shua, Eidach is Machayev Shua, we learn Eidim from both of those, from Atzad HaShava. And that's Pshat, and Rav Chia, who learns that when Eidim say, Yechayev 50, and he was Tayin 100, and Eidim made 50, you make a Shua on the other 50, also, Ki'ilu Moedim Mixas, you know, you weren't Moed anything, but the Eidim are like Haidah. Both Piv and Eid Echad have a Maila over Eidim. There, the guy is not a Huchsa Kafrin. The person who's denying it is not a Huchsa Kafrin, and therefore it makes sense to give him a Shvua. Time by Eidim, she can Huchsa Kafrin. By Eidim, two Eidim are saying you owe 50, and he said no. When Eidim say against you, that's for sure you're lying. So it's worse by Eidim, because here he's now a confirmed liar. So, Mehechet Heisa, learn out Shavuah from there. That's Gemara's Pircha. Frank the Gemara, is that true? Ve'edim Yochsa Kafran? By Edim Yochsa Kafran? Ve'amar Rav Idi Ba'av and Amar Rav Chista? Then it depends. A Koifa B'milva Koshal Edis. Someone denies Alva, and then Edim come and say that he is Chayav Alva, he's still Koshal Edis. Be'pekadim Pasal Edis. By Pekadim's Pasal Edis. And Rashi explains why. Why isn't he considered a gazlan who tried to deny it? The Rashi answers because by Halva, he doesn't have the money anymore. He used it. He needed the money for chasana. He used the money. And now he doesn't have the money. So of course he wants to pay back. He just doesn't have it. So right now he's denying it. Mashaykin a pekadon, you're not allowed to use a pekadon. So if someone says you have a pekadon and he denies it, and then it's found that he has it, so then what's he being mishtamet? He's supposed to have it. And maybe what happened was by mistake used it, and Lemaisa, he has to pay back, he doesn't have money yet. So Rashi says, the Gemara later on says, the case was that we saw it in his hand. After Edom said, no, he had it the whole time. So then he's a Chosek Kafrin. But Akapon Bahalva, what do you see? You're not a Chosek Kafrin, so it's not a Gopircha. Because even by Edom, you're not a Chosek Kafrin, you're not considered a confirmed liar. Why? Because we understand that you're just pushing it down the road, because really you want to pay, you just don't have the money. So that was not a good pircha. So you still have a kavachayim, Edim from Piv and Eid. No, I'm not a pircha. Malat tzah shavus b'hem, shekin ina v'taris hazama. Taim of Edim, sheyeshna v'taris hazama. Tell you a different pircha. Those two, Eid Echad and a Piv, there's no din of kasha zomam there. If they confirm that they're saying not the truth, there's no din they pay kasha zomam. Mashenken b'edim, if all Edim say moro yisem, they pay kasha zoma. Zog demar halay kasha. Rav Chia teres zom leparuch. He doesn't ask that kasha. Now, what was this pircha? The pircha was that Edim is worse off. Why? Because Edim pays kasha zoma. Mashakein Eid Echad and Piv don't pay kasha zoma. So Rashi explains Rav Chia doesn't hold this pircha. Why? Because what happens if two Edim come and say to the Eid Echad, "Mora yusem"? He's disqualified. So Hazama works on him. Doesn't work on the Hadas, but then it works on this. So doesn't pay money? That, so it explains Tosis, that's not because it's any better. The reason it doesn't pay money is because it's worse. If you look at Tosis, top Tosis, end of the Tosis, Rav Chia fil ma'atzad lo yiparach le'em, shum dema she'enu mishal ma'ed, kishamuzum, why doesn't the aid pay when he gets proven that he was a zamba, he wasn't there? Ze'agri usa, it's because of something missing in his aidus. Afish lo yihoya koyech be'idusa chayev mamon. You know why there's no kash zamba in Erechon? Because it couldn't be Mechayev moments, there's no Kashas Omen on that. But because of the Chesar in him. So therefore, Rav Chia holds not a Pircha. So bottom line is, we end right here. Rav Chia has a great Kavachayimer. It's not a Kavachayimer, it's really a Ma'atzad. But he learns out Edim from Piv and Eid Echad. He learns out that Yechayev a Shvua. So what's the problem with Rav Chia? I'll tell you the problem with Rav Chia. His Tana Tuna is no good. He had a Tana Tuna. He brought a Raya from our Mishnah that that by Edim, there's Moedim Miksas. Because he says, in our case, where, let's say Reuven goes Shimon, says, that whole talus is mine. And he has Edim that half it's his, because he's holding on to it. So you see, and the other guy has to make a Shvuah. So you see, Mechayev a Shvuah. That was his right from Mishnah. So the Gemara says, I don't have to write. Elder come with Tanantuna, me dummy. Hosom lemalva isle sadi, loiva lesle sadi. By the case of Moedim Miksas, a regular classic Moedim Miksas, where there's no Moedim Miksas, but the Edim are made half. There, the Teveya has Edim on half, and Loiva has zero Edim. Loiva lesle sadi le masik le midi. He has zero Edim to say that he doesn't owe the other 50. The Havale sadi loiva, if the Loiva would have Edis on the other 50, that does not owe it. Le masik le, le midi, loi boi rebchiel ashtabu. You wouldn't think of Shavua. Let's say, by Reuven and Shimon, Reuven says, Shimon, you owe me $100, and I have Edim on 50. So we say that Shimon has to swear on the other 50. But let's say Shimon has Edim on the other 50, that he doesn't owe the money. You wouldn't think of Shavua. The list the havelay sadi loyv the masik lemidi loyv barav chilas tabuye hacha here but the case of the our mishnah kehichid anan sadi b'hai just like I have edim on my half because I'm holding on to it anan sadi b'hai he has edim on the other half but filakim mishtabi so elamai what's the shua is takanas chacham not because my mixas like we learned really before in Daf Gimel that the shua is my the mixas that the shua is takanas chacham not my the mixas. If you look at Rashi, the third wide line, end of the line. Shema mino time alav shemoyda mixes a taina hu krav chia ve'ena shvur da rice. It's not shvur da rice. So it comes chomi shloi kalach al hoylech. So therefore, it's proven. It's not a good rice on Mishnah. Mishnah just want to comes chomim and not moyda mixas. So the Gemara says, you know, you're right. The tana tuna was not said on the first rav chia. Eliki itma tana tuna idach rav chia. The other rav chia itma. The om rav chia. Mono libi yadcha. There's a whole other case of Rechia. Rechia says, the case was, Reuven went up to Shimon and said, you owe me $100. But Allah Imer, Ein lecha b'yad el nunzuz, I only owe you 50. V'heilech, and here it is. Chayiv. The halacha is Yechayiv, even though you said heilech. What does heilech mean? So it's really mechalek is Rishonim. According to the Ran, heilech means that the $50 is ready to be paid. It says, you show him, here's a $50 bill. That's what heilech means. So it's not like, you don't have to pay it. You don't have to collect it. It's right here to be paid. Rashi learns more, like by a pekadon, that wherever it is, it's yours. I say, yeah, have half the pekadon, and wherever it is, it's yours. Rashi Gara says it even by Hava, his lashon is lo yitzeisim. I didn't use it yet. Vein shelo kama kashem. But the Rishonim are bothered that lechara milva lo hitza. Even if you have the actual $50 from the Hava, it doesn't really belong to the malva because it's lo hitza. But in any case, fi Rashi helich means that wherever it is, it's yours still, and therefore it's not missing a collection. And according to Ran, it means I'm ready to pay it. So still Yechayiv in that case. It's still might the mix of that case. We'll see Rav Sheshis argues in a second, but he holds that Yechayiv. My time, huh? Heilach nami k'mayit the mix of tiny dummy. Heilach also considered might the mix us. V'tana tuna, and it's right from our Mishnah. Shnayim ha'yichsim v'talis. Two people grabbing talis. And I've ate this on my half. And here it's like Heilach, because it's right here. V'alch given the toughest, a non-side my toughest, Heilachu. It's ready, I collected it already. I'm holding on to it already. V'tana yishava. And it says, make a shvua. So Pasha's Gemara is Tikopela. Because we just finished saying that our Mishnah is at the Karnas Chum. Why? Because each one has Edim that I have. And now we're going back, we're reverting back to say it's Moedim Miksas, Alsta Edim, and we're saying even Halach works. So Tais really asked the Kasha. And we'll speak out the Tarot soon as we go along the Gemara. But it's Tikopela, Tanatuna here. Rav Sheshis argues, Sheshis Oma Halach is Potter. My Taima. Since by Halach means he's ready to pay that 50 that he was made on, the Omale Halach Hanizuzi the Kamoidi Bekavayo, command the Nokulu Malva Dami. It's like the Malva has it already. But in the Chamishin, now the whole Toyin Venitin, the whole discussion is not only 50, Haloi Moidi, and that 50 is not being Moida. Halach Lekai Das Mixes Taina. Therefore, it's no Omale Da Mixes Taina. And like Toyin speaks out, we pass on Rav Sheshis Pashas. But Rav Sheshis Kash Masis, and what do we do with our Mishnah? I'm like Rav Sheshis, Masis and Tekonos Chomim. What do you want for the Mishnah? This is not a real Shvuah Deraisa. It's Tekonos Chomim. So what does Rav Chia say back to that? V'idach in Tekonos Chomim. It's Taka Tekonos Chomim. Umiu, I'm a Bishlam with Deraisa, Helech Chayiv. If all over by the Mixas, Helech is Chayiv. So Masakni Rabbon and Shvuah Kein Deraisa. We can make it Tekonos Chomim as Kein Deraisa because you find such idea by the Deraisas. Eli Amit Midraisa Helech Potter, but if you hold the Midraisa Helech is Potter, Mesakir Rabban Shua Lesek was Midraisa. In Mesakir and Shua, there's no such thing as Midraisa. We're saying about this Tekonos Chomim, but it has to make sense in the Midraisa Gevelt also. So if the Reis de Gevelt, every time you had a Halach, there was no Shvuah, you wouldn't make a Shvuah in this case. And therefore, that's how Rav Chiya is learning. So Tosis and the Ritva both speak out that the Gemara knew about this right away from the second Rav Chiya. And the Gemara knew this Svara, that has to be similar to the Kodesh Chama has to be similar to the Raisa, and that's the Gemara meant right away. The Gemara didn't mean that's really a Shvuah Deraisa. The Gemara knew it wasn't a Shvuah Deraisa, and that's the Gemara meant. Akaponim, we have here a Machloikis about Halach, and now we discuss and invite in the Gemara about Halach. That is a Machloikis, Rav Sheshus and Rav Chiya, if someone is Moed and Mixas, and he's ready to give over the money, that's Fira Ram learns, Fira Rashi, the money, wherever it is, belongs to the guy ready, it's available, it belongs to you, wherever it is. So there, the Shaila is, this the whole discussion is on the other half, is that called Moed and Mixas or not? Rav Sheshus holds it's not called Moed and Mixas, and therefore you're part of a Shvuah. Rav Chiya holds that it is called Moed and Mixas, and therefore you're Chayiv in a Shvuah.